You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What's trending? Get a load of this. Former Secretary of State, yes. Condoleezza Rice,
yes.
has joined the new ownership group of the Denver Broncos.
That's pretty cool.
She's got her. She's got a lot of Denver ties. Moved here when she was, I think, 12 years old.
Yeah.
Went to St. Mary's Academy. We have listeners whose kids go to St. Mary's Academy. She got her degree and her PhD from DU.
Yeah.
She has called her new slice of the team, quote, an adventure of a lifetime.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Does she have any sports experience? Any sports backing?
Sure she does.
Does she know sports?
Oh, come on. Tons of it.
There had to have been sports somewhere on her resume for this hire. So.
Isn't she a hell of a pianist, too, as I recall?
She is, yeah. But you know what? Just a brilliant woman. I mean, so I'm super excited about this. This is great. This
Wasn't
is cool.
Wasn't she in line to be, like, in the booth for Monday Night Football at one point or something?
I don't know. I know there was grumblings of a lot of people that wanted her to run for president. So
yeah.
Instead, she's like, nah, let's do football.
What else is trending? The global population. I was looking it up. I wanted to see how far we've come in global population. So I went back a little over a century to year 1900.
Okay.
How many people were on the planet Earth? It was fewer than 2 billion. So it was like 1 point something billion people.
Yeah.
They say in November, this coming November, in just a few months, is when the Earth will surpass 8 billion people. So we have more than quadrupled in the last century or so.
We've still got room, though. Remember that story a couple weeks ago that said if you took all the people and put them in one big human ball, it would just fit in Central Park in New York? So we've still got plenty of room. Resources might be another story.
And get a load of this. You know, all of our lives, all we've ever heard is that China is the most populous nation in the world. You know, they've got 1.4 billion. Well, guess what? India also now has 1.4 billion. And they say next year, India will pass China as the most populated country on the planet.
That side of the planet's getting really heavy, isn't it?
Yes, it is, man.
Spinning kind of funny, I think.
Asia's got a lot of people,
What's
man.
America at now? 335?
330-something? 330-something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we gotta catch up.
Do we, though?
It's a lot of people. Have you seen the pictures of like people living in India? It is just, it is wall-to-wall humans.
Man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And how are you going to remember everybody's name? There's a new study that says nearly 6 in 10 people raise their hand and say, I suck at remembering names. If you're introduced to somebody at a party, what are the odds that you will remember that name? 58% said, not going to. Only 7% of people always remember names.
I am so bad. I will forget your name within seconds of you telling it to me.
I'm the same.
And
I'm trying to get better.
I always feel bad because I always say, what was your name again?
Yeah, I do the same. But I learned this this trick that...
Oh, the tricks don't work.
I know. But it helps a little bit because now that I'm cognizant of the fact...
Yeah.
Then what I try to do is in my mind just say it two or three times. I look them in the eye.
But then while you're doing that, you have no idea what they're talking to you about. Because you're like, Brad, 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 Brad. And they're like asking you a question.
Yeah.
And Brad, 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 Brad.
They look at you like for an answer. And you're
like, Brad, 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 Brad.
Men are a little worse at this than women. But both sides are pretty
I love
crappy.
Our job because I always blame it on our job. I'm like, oh, what's your name again? I'm so sorry. We talk to so many people that sometimes names get jumbled up for me. And usually people are pretty nice about it.
That's valid, though.
It is valid. That's why I use it as an excuse. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Yeah.
I don't care enough to remember it.
Only 1 in 4 people said there's a good chance that they wouldn't recognize a person's face, though. Apparently, we're better at facial recognition. But there was this story that came out last week about Brad Pitt, and he's got this thing called face blindness.
Oh, that's right.
Where is this weird condition that he can meet you and... turn around and I guess just minutes later look at you and he won't remember your face.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
That's a frightening condition.
I looked it up and it's called...
I thought it was.
That's what it's called.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I think so too.
Is that kind of... What did Bruce Willis have? Where he can't... It was something different.
Yeah, his is
he
different.
Wasn't remembering lines and things like that.
Yeah, he didn't have...
Sometimes you want that. You want to forget people's faces.
Ain't that the truth, brother?
I wish I had it.
And then lastly, there's always talk about what we call ugly Americans. Americans many times give our country a black eye when we go overseas because some American tourists are just rude. I've seen it with my own eyes when I've traveled abroad.
What's the worst thing you've seen? Can you think off the top of your head?
Yes. In, where was it? It was in Milan where a guy was in a shop and he was demanding that they speak English to him.
Oh, you're not.
He was demanding that. He was like, English is spoken all over the world. How can you not communicate with me?
I just want to get in that guy's kitchen.
I wanted to punch him. I wanted to punch him.
You're an ass.
It's spoken all over the world. Anyway, so here's the latest. Also in Italy, by the way, American tourist, a 23-year-old guy, wanted to take a selfie on Mount Vesuvius. That's a volcano.
Yeah.
And anyway, I guess he snapped the photo and then he fell into the volcano. There's no lava or anything inside. He wasn't seriously hurt, but he ended up with cuts and bruises on his arms and back.
Man.
And he had to be rescued.
Of course he did.
He and his three family members were all charged with trespassing. Good.
Do you rescue him like super quick or do you just
leave
take
him a
your
while.
Time with that one?
Leave him for a while.
Let him be down there and think about what he did for a little bit.
That's what my dad would have said.
Yeah, just leave him down there for an extra hour.
All right, what else is trending?
Well, you're lucky I even came into work today because it is Amazon Prime Day, and I've already been perusing my phone. As soon as I woke up, I put a few things in my cart the past couple days, hoping that they would be, you know, knocked down in price, and a couple of them actually did. So that's the big online thing today is it is Prime, and it does go through tomorrow night, I believe, like midnight. A lot of deals on their Amazon products, their little smart speakers, the tablets, things like that. I picked up some protein powder that was on sale and an edger for my lawn that was about $30 off. So okay. I picked that stuff up. They say people order about 2.9, let's say 3 things per household, about $54 per person when ordering today. So Amazon's going to make some bank today. They say that the Black Friday deals are usually a little bit better, though, and Cyber Monday. So
yeah, but this is like a... This is like a second or third Black Monday.
It is.
In a way.
Yeah, yeah. So there's some deals to be had. My protein powder was like $12 off. So score, I bought 2 of them. Speaking of things...
Well, wait a minute. It's $12 off. What is it normally? Like how much are we talking?
It was like... It's like $40 or something like that. I'd have to go back and look at the exact numbers.
Wow. So that's like a third off.
Yeah, it was a good deal, man. So got 2 of those. Speaking of pricey things, if you had your eye on a pricey Lego set, you might want to jump on it here pretty quick. The price of the company's most desirable plastic creations, says this story, going up as much as $70. They announced in June that they would be raising prices on about a quarter of their Lego sets. The treehouse that's $200. $250 now. The Home Alone house was $250, now $300. The DeLorean's up to $200, yada, yada, yada. The prices are going up at least $50 on some of these sets because of the, quote, current global economic challenges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, this stuff's made out of oil. It's plastic.
It ain't helping us that they're raising the prices.
I know.
You know, I've got to get 2 more of the Beatles' faces on Lego.
You better do it today. See if they're on Prime.
I've got 2. I need 2 more.
Get on it, man. Prices are going up. God, I got a buddy, Tyson, T-Money, who collects Legos like crazy. He's got like a room that it's just all Lego sets. And
how old is he?
He's a grown-ass man, Dom. Mm. Grown-ass man. Shark Week's coming up next week, I believe it was, I don't know. The Rock is master of ceremonies. He's going to be like promoting all the shows and doing everything for Shark Week. Some of the programs coming out, Air Jaws Top Guns, which is just going to be a half hour of sharks jumping out of the water.
Did you see that photo yesterday of the shark jumping out and grabbing the bird?
No, that's pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Not cool for the bird.
No, it sucked for the bird, but what a photo.
Yeah, so I guess it's just 30 minutes of sharks jumping out of the water. I don't know. I might be into that. Jaws versus Kraken is one of them. Pigs versus shark, where the shark is in waters in the Bahamas where pigs swim a lot, and I guess that's appetizers.
Is that much of a battle?
I know. So that's kind of another weird 30 minutes. And then Mecha Shark, Love Down Under. It's a guy in a one-man submarine that's shaped like a shark, and he drives around looking for sharks mating. So
perv.
I guess he's into that.
Perv.
Okay, what else is going on? Here's some of your celebrity crap. Simone Biles became the youngest recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom the other day. We talked about that. There's some video floating around of that. Shortly after, she got onto an airplane, and she was mistaken for a child on her flight home. Now, she is 4'6", so she's a tiny little human. But I guess the flight attendant actually offered her a coloring book and some crayons on the flight because she thought she was a child. Are we allowed to laugh at this?
Somebody, I think
this
it was
funny, but not funny.
I don't know if it was on Twitter or somewhere. Somebody commented what she should have done is taken the coloring book and crayons and then ordered a glass of wine.
Wine with that, please.
They go, that's a win.
I mean,
a coloring book and wine? I'm in.
It's funny, right?
It's funny.
It's funny. It's funny. Newest trend on TikTok, it's the TikTok challenge, is to prank your kid by running into the house and telling them you're about to fight someone just to see if they've got your back. It's the hashtag fight prank. And basically, yeah, they run in and say, like, quick, put your shoes on. I'm about to fight somebody and they've got another kid out there and I want you to handle the other kid while I'm fighting that parent.
My God.
And just to get the kids' reactions. And we're talking kids that are like 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, and a majority of them like are willing to like, let's do this.
Let's rumble.
So it's the hashtag fight prank. There's a link on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody actually fights. There's your disclaimer, but it is kind of comical. So check that out. All right, let's do a clickbait.
Clickbait.
Speaking of that Facebook page, it is Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Two things you can check out on there. Somebody asked a professional chef to turn a Happy Meal into a gourmet meal. The nuggets, sweet and sour sauce, fries, and two apple pies, and they pulled it off. So you can check that out. Or if you're an alcoholic, there's an ultra-rare 1975 cask of scotch that just sold for $19 million.
All right.
Do you drink that? Do you take a taste?
Want to.
You gotta take a taste, right?
Want to.
It's a pretty cool story on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.